Blog Talk Radio.
In pilot jargon, it's called a walk-around. You see them do it before every takeoff of every plane. What you don't see are their qualifications to fly those planes. It takes them years and thousands of hours of experience. And every year, they're schooled and tested. No exceptions. Because when you're a United pilot, you hold a lot more in your hands than just the controls. Come fly the airline that's United with. Come fly the friendly skies.
Welcome to another edition of the Honey Bee Files. This is a product of Damon Network, and I am your host, Honey Bee, DJ Oladski. And, of course, you know, call it, you know, live from Lagos, 516-453-9133, all you do is press 1 to join the conversation tonight, and it's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, of course, tonight, our very, very special soundtrack is the City of Oakland's own Tower of Power. But tonight's about the person that we consider family here at Only Dynasty. This young lady not only co-hosted an outstanding show here with us, but she also hosted an outstanding show with us. She started with us back in 2018 with the late, great Storm Cadence, you know, that wonderful Mr. King's Cadence, you know, Randy Rogers. And the name of the show was, you know, what more can I say? Woof. The Cadence Storm Poetry Hour featuring Desire. And they did wonderful things. You know, outstanding championships, outstanding show presence and premise. And then the young lady went on her own and did something that no other only host has ever done. As a new host in one linear year, this young lady garnered 16 consecutive championships in a row from start to finish. And the outstanding alum. Not only that, but she also is a host now on a network called POET. And we're proud of her tonight. She is the one and the only, the incomparable Gina Storm. Gina, how are you tonight? And welcome to Honey Bee Files with your boy, Oladski.
Happy Friday. I'm happy to be here. This is wonderful.
It's good to hear your voice back on Only Dynasty. I mean, we you know, we always miss you. But, you know, you never, you know, sorely miss because you're always family. And that's what, you know, we do for family. You know, we always have a place, you know, at the table. And we're so happy to have you here tonight. Why don't you let the listening audience know who you are before we go into our first track and your first testament tonight?
All right. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of who Gina Storm is, not a full bio. I was simply just Regina Brooks, and the wrongs in my life needed to be written, and so I became a poet, and my pen and stage name is Gina Storm. I actually put it to a vote of my friends, fans, and family on social media, and by overwhelming number of responses, Gina Storm was selected, and I decided to allow that to be the representation of who I am as a poetess, as a spoken word freestyle artist, and as an author. So I'm just excited to be here, to be sharing the gift that I have in the way that it's given to me. I was diagnosed with lupus at 27. May is Lupus Awareness Month. I'm an advocate to make sure that people are informed as to what the disease is, how it affects our bodies, and how our day-to-day lives are impacted after having been diagnosed. I call it before and after. I told my mom I felt like I always had it. It just wasn't diagnosed, but I was constantly sick as a child. And at 27, when I was diagnosed, they gave me the prognosis that I would live to see 30, and I'm 51. So I'm just grateful and thankful to be there. That will be one of my testimonies because I have six that I need to give you this evening, and each one of them will be a portion of the product that makes the whole of Gina Storm. And I'll just tell my story through poetry, and I'm just happy and thrilled to be here this evening.
Well, we're definitely happy to hear you, you know, like I said, back, you know, in the fold with us, and you know, it's a blessing, like I said, to have you here. And we all know your story. People that know Ordy Dorothy know your story. And that's a beautiful thing. And I just want to thank you for just, you know, your family. You're my little sister. And now we go ahead and start this wonderful presence tonight. And, of course, this is how the Honeybee Files is. We will take no phone calls at this time until we finish our spotlight. The most important person right now is Gina Storm. So, of course, we start, you know, we play our first track tonight right here on these Oldie Stations. Oh, boy. And then the next voice you will hear in her first testament will be Gina Storm. It's, you know, the wonderful, the outstanding, Tower of Power. You strike my last note. Pleasure to have the first testament of the night by the wonderful Gina Storm. Gina Storm, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm titling my first freestyle this evening, love. Most of my life is a testament to love in many capacities, so it seems fitting to start with the thing that people know me most for, love. I've had an awkward relationship with love, a time in my life when I thought that real love would never be mine. I've fallen in time and time again, got married twice before and then divorced. All I could think was that I love love, but does love love me? I started writing a series on my social media that I dubbed Dear Love Letters, an open letter to love, asking love what it was I'd done wrong. How could I make it right? Where would love be for me in the future? Did happily ever after seem like a thing that could be within my sight? I wasn't sure. I was afraid. My heart was beating rapidly. All I could think didn't love me. Then I looked within and I had the love of myself again. And that love was amazing. It made me feel like anything was possible, and whether or not I was tethered to another, I wouldn't be half, but still whole. I've had ups and downs, struggles and triumphs when it comes to love, but the thing that I've always had is the capacity for it. I never gave it up. I never walked away and said that there would be no more love for me. I still believe that it's possible for me to have real love again eventually. I have to take a break because right now my heart's been hurting and it's taking its time and healing. And that's okay because love is beautiful and I love its feeling. I love to bask in it, the joy and the ambiance of when it's new and it's puppy-like and true. I love when I'm being loved by my family and friends. It makes me feel like I can do whatever I need to every single day over and over again. I know there are times when I can't do what I must, but I'm motivated by my daughter and my grandchildren's love. The famous three mean the world to me, and my only seed, Stephanie, well, just completes the puzzle, you see. The connection that I need from my generation to hers and then to theirs. My mother is intricate in my everyday life, and she is the first person I mention in my prayers. Our connection has been only the best way to describe it as blissful. Having the love of your parents is always something that we want, even when we're ourselves grown and now I'm middle age. I will love for every single one of my days. There'll be times when I feel like I'm not being accepted or treated right, but I won't hate because loving is so much easier. Decided that if I had the choice, I'd choose love. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me. That's my first testimony.
And now back to Tower of Power right here on these only stations. So very hard to go.
Nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned. Even if it's me, if it means just me, what's getting burned? Cause I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I didn't love you so. Makes it so, so very hard to go. Cause I love you so. Time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistakes. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl. Even though my heart aches, your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. Helping hands in, cause I can never make you unhappy. No, I can't do that, girl. Only when I can let you go, makes it so very hard to know. Cause I love you so. Thank you.
And now, our second testament of the night from Gina Storm. Ms. Storm, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. My second testament will be to my strength, and so this testimony is simply titled Strength. I don't remember when I got this strong. Apparently, I have been all along. I just hadn't tapped into it previously, but there was a time in my life when it was a necessity. So you had to dig deep, buckle down the hatches, so to speak, and get myself together on deck, standing on my square and doing everything that I must. Body didn't seem to care. It had given up on me, actually, had deserted me, was breaking down from the inside out in a way that I found to be frightening. I took a deep breath, and I had to dig in, and I rolled up my sleeves. I was wheelchair-bound at the time, and I couldn't speak. I was blinking once for yes and twice for no. And when I gained the ability to use my hands again, I would sign American Sign Language just so that people would know what it was that was going on with me, because you can't just simply live your life in yes or no questions, you see. It's possible, but it isn't ideal. All of my meals were mechanically blended, and every time I had a clear liquid, it had a thickening agent. I could drown while drinking water because there was nothing to stop the flow of liquid. And when I would eat, I couldn't chew. Sometimes my jaw would go slack. If I could still suck from a straw, then that's how I got all of my nutrients for the day. As a matter of fact, most of which came in protein shape, sometimes smoothies. I hadn't had meat or anything crunchy or chewy. And then I realized that there wasn't going to be some miracle cure. There would probably not be a doctor who would even tell me what was wrong with me for sure. I had been in and out of the hospital so many times that I had the unfortunate realizing my insurance carrier allowed me to be in the hospital for 147 consecutive days before I had to go home, come back in after midnight by ambulance, and be readmitted so that I could continue my stay. It was almost as though I was a rehab patient, but I couldn't be, because at the time I was fighting my then husband for our daughter's custody. He told the court that I was too sick to care for myself and I couldn't be her custodial parent. And then it became apparent that I had to dig deep and find that strength that was inside me all along. I tapped into it, and then I felt strong. I knew I could because I had been praying and never gave up time long. A neurologist came to the floor in which I was doing my rehab. He threw me a ball, and I caught it with my left hand. He asked me if I were born left-handed. I said, no, I have profound weakness on my left side. He looked in my eyes. And then he asked them to run some tests that included blood work and a urinalysis, some other mess. But whatever they had to do, this is what was true. My prayers were answered, and I went to Chicago to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, which is the leading hospital in the country for neurology. My neurologist and also my thoracic surgeon decided that they should take out my thymus gland, and it was urgent. And when they did, they found there was a malignancy, and now it was part of a case study, because I had myasthenia gravis, which is a disease. The majority of the people who haven't been diagnosed with are men over the age of 40 who are of Jewish descent. And for those of y'all listening who don't know, I'm a black woman, and I'm not a Jew. I've never been, and I haven't been since. But the beautiful thing about that is doctors who are studying at teach hospitals, they do the research and what needs to be done. And even Eteria, it's a possibility that the disease that you have is one. I have many. They call it a cluster of autoimmune diseases. One on the list is lupus, as I previously mentioned. The strength that I have isn't because I'm perfect or I have some super cure. No, I have one disease that's in remission and several others that I take medicine for every day. But I also, in the morning, meditate and pray. I do yoga. I drink about a gallon of water every day. I watch what I eat. Not just calories, but also portions. And on average, I walk about 10,000 steps. So everything that I do has been fueled by me. And I'm not saying that it was easy, but it definitely was necessary. If you're fighting something and you're battling your own body and you think that you can't go on, you're not alone. Just know that we all have inner strength. And you'll find, too, that you're strong. I'm Gina Storm. in peace.
And now we need a little vaccination. But the vaccination I'm talking about is from the Tower of Power, a soul vaccination. course, tonight, this is our spotlight right here on the Honey Bee Files with the wonderful Gina Storm and the folks. Let me let you know how the spotlight goes. We do our thing with Gina, and then after our spotlight, which is six testaments, and right now we're going to the third, we'll let you guys come on and do a beautiful piece right here on these Honey Bee Files. And now, wonderfully, the third testament. Gina Storm, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Brother Ngozi. Okay, so I did Love and Strength in the third. It seems only right. Family, these are in no particular order. Those of you who are listening, keeping track. Family is everything to me, as it is to most of us. I am part of this family. And so it's good to be reunited with my family this evening, to be the spotlight featured poetess evening, and to have the ability to give you six fresh freestyles. I've never had this privilege, so I'm humbled by it. My family, a lot of whom are listening, many of which congratulated me on this day because they knew that this was going to be. They told me that I deserved it and was deserving because I have put in the work. I don't see it that way because I feel like since I retired at 47, I haven't worked a single day. All I have to do is show up and show out, and I love to do this. As a matter of fact, it's the favorite thing that I like to do when I'm not spending time with my actual family. I'm lucky enough this evening to be Gigi to the famous three. Downstairs, they're watching a movie, eating a snack quietly. I love the fact that they understand that for me right now, this is working, and it's not actual work, you see. That's all the job is, really. No, this is my dream, my goal, my passion. It's my soul. It's the core of me. I love poetry. Most of my people that I love, grew up with, have been friends with forever, and who are, whether or not biologically or adopted, my family is huge. They mean the world to me. This morning I had the possibility of talking to my mother and maybe seeing her as well. And then it came to my attention that I had a haircut appointment for my grandson that I call Sir this afternoon, so I had to comprise my day, give my mother's mail to her sisters to pick me up for a massage and a pedicure. We were having a day for us. Self-care is a necessity for everyone, not just me. If you get a chance to get a professional massage, I tell you, you'll agree. Your body seems to relax in a way that's so amazing that I feel all giggly. I also laugh constantly when my bottoms of my feet and the soles are being scrubbed with the loofah and they put on that, I don't know, it's something like, it feels like brown sugar, actually, only the grains aren't as fine. Maybe a kosher salt or sea salt, yeah, the pink Himalayan kind. But it exfoliates your skin and makes it soft, and then your legs shine. They rub them in oils, and then I did something today that I thought was cute because I saw it online, and I got a colored French manicure, and I don't like it. It just seems so strange and fake, so I won't be doing this again at no time. My mother was laughing when my aunt told her about my face as I was leaving the spa. I was tiptoeing with my heels up in those little plastic flimsy flip-flops that they give you because I had left my tennis shoes and socks in the car. They got me back to the house in time, and I did what I had to do because I was going to get these lovelies of mine. And in the interim, their mother came by because she had to go to work at 3. The haircut was at 2. So I got to see the girls, and 3 of them went with me to the barbershop. And Sir got his hairline all crispy. He asked the barber for an interesting part. He's 4. That's the cute part. He likes to take the $20 bill and fold it lengthwise and hold it up between his index finger and middle. Change. Every guy in the barbershop laughed out loud, and me and the girls giggled. We all took hands, and we walked out together. And I actually live up the street and around the corner. So my little family and I walked back here to my home. I made lasagna earlier in the week, and I had plenty of leftovers, so I knew what we were going to have, and I wasn't going to have to turn on the stove. I heated it in the oven, and I made some garlic bread on Texas toast as well, topped it with cheese. The kids think that I'm the best cooker ever, and that makes me pleased. Tomorrow, we're invited at 3 p.m. to my second brother's home for a family barbecue, the first of the year. It is also the first since COVID, so I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. There will be cousins, uncles, aunts, my mother, several of my brothers, my daughter, and her little family. We're all going to be together. We're going to be happy. Even though the weather's supposed to be mild, it's going to be sunny. And I know I'll be smiling, giggling, and laughing, taking pictures, and sharing, because nothing means more to me than family and peace.
And now, we talk about By Your Side. You know, I'm the famous DJ of Gina Storm, and she knows that. You know, ourselves together, collaborating as one, you know, that means O&E. And now, By Your Side. By Tower Power.
Yeah.
And now, the wonderful and outstanding fourth testament of our family member, the wonderful Gina Storm. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm going to simply title this testimony, Travel. It's one of my favorite things to do. Travel. I was on the road as a child because I was a model. I did a lot of print and calendars as well as catalog work. One of those things when you see a child wearing dungarees and a t-shirt and some sensible shoes because it's time to go back to school, that child had a brown complexion. She was probably me from about 1974. Four to 78. I was also a pageant participant. I'm not going to say beauty queen or winner because lots of times I got a ribbon for just participation. I didn't actually have a talent, so to speak. I could do some of those simple things like playing a triangle or when you rub your fingertips across the glasses of water and you play. And I've always thought that was annoying and something terrible that you would have to do. And how was that practical? But hey, my grandmother loved it. And it was something that she aspired me to do, like to go all the way to possibly Miss Universe had she had her way. My mother saw that I wasn't as happy with it. And she said that I didn't have to do it anymore. Not a single day. We had been packing up all my things in these bags, including all of the accessories for my hair, my tights, my shoes. I had an outfit to wear for every different stage, every aspect of that life for me. It was a sad day. I didn't want to let anybody down. I thought that my mother and my grandmother needed me to do this, but I was just walking around with this plastered on smile that was not genuine. It never reached my eyes. My mother saw at that time and she said, "Are you all right?" "No." "Do you like to do this?" "I do not." "You don't have to continue to." So I started going on family vacations with my parents and my siblings around that time. Only girl. We would sometimes share a suite. There would be two beds, and I would sleep in one by myself most of the time. Every now and then, my baby brother would get in bed with me, but this was only after he stopped, you know, in the middle of the night having to pee. It would be great. And we would go on vacation, and we'd stay in hotel rooms, and we'd go different places and take pictures, visit family who had moved out of state or who never lived here previously. We went to family reunions. We went to amusement parks. We saw the treasures of the United States and we were checking them off. We crossed the country from one end to the other. By the time I graduated high school, I didn't realize that there were a lot of families who weren't vacationing and seeing the sights the way that I grew up doing. My grandfather, my father's father, both American and French. So when I was living in Europe, attending school in Germany because my stepmom's German and my grandfather's French, I would drive from here to there in a weekend's time, spend time with the family overseas of mine. It was always amazing. My daughter had a passport before she was potty trained. It would be one of the things that I had to check every time I got my diaper bag packed. It was funny now that I think about it. I didn't realize that there had really never been a time in my life when I didn't travel. For the 5 years that I lived outside of the States, those weren't the only times that I left the U.S. I've been to the U.S. Virgin Islands as well as Jamaica. I love it in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rican because you know I am Puerto Rican on the weekend. I love to go to Mexico and not just the tourist places like Cancun. I like to see Aztec ruins and some of the things that make Mexico so fabulous to view. I enjoy going to Canada as well. I have cousins who live in Vancouver and also in Quebec. Matter of fact, I got a cousin that I talked to last week that was just moving to Montreal. I haven't been there yet, so I have another place that I like to visit. I'm going to get some more stamps on my passport as soon as it's possible because travel is one of the things that I love to do. I feel like I could spend half of my life just going back and forth from airports. Travel is an amazing thing to get a chance to. And right now, I've noticed that some of the flights are very inexpensive. told my niece in Oklahoma City that when I come to visit, the round-trip airfare will be just like if I had gotten a bus ticket. She laughs, but I'm serious. I'm excited at this stage in my life. I know I haven't had a lot of opportunities to travel since COVID-19, but trust me, and this is something I mean, being able to go from here to there is an amazing feat. Not having that fear is even more treasured. When I'm in the sky, I don't even feel like I'm flying. I put on my sleep mask and I doze off. I promise you, even on a 45-minute flight, it's amazing, something that I love to do. I don't remember when I didn't, but I assure you, I felt like I was born for this, and travel is something I always do. Meeting the storm, that's my piece.
The wonderful vintage, lineage of this young lady and her tenure as a person of outstanding, you know, fortitude for all people in spoken word. You know what? The question is, I already know what it said. I mean, it's Gina Storm, but listen to the track. Power.
Maybe he wasn't here. What is him?
Energy in the Storm. The mic is yours.
Thank you, and this is number 5. I'm titling simply Memories. We all have them, and some of mine are amazing. So I'm dedicating this freestyle to people that I've lost and loved, that I carry in my heart and will keep in my mind always. I lost my father last October. And even though our relationship hadn't been great up until the end, he cleaned the slate, told me that he wasn't angry, and asked if I would accept his apology. I didn't expect it, so of course I did so humbly. I had been hurt, and I knew he had been too. So we had to fix that, because for so many years in my life, he was my glue, my anchor, my wall, the person that I looked to. He was my Superman, and even though I never saw him wear a cape, I knew that he, to me, was invincible. So when he fell and was taken to the ER, and I was told that while there, he suffered a massive heart attack and wouldn't be coming home, I couldn't accept the fact. I was baffled and confused and dazed and numb all at the same time. And then I had to realize that for 70 years, that amazing man was in my life. And I'm thankful for the memories. I lost a cousin this year on the 9th of October. It will have been 11 years since his tragic accident. A lot of people who know me know that one of my love languages is wearing your seatbelt. I would always say this because it was something that my daughter from her car seat would yell from the back seat. Seatbelt on, safety first. So every time someone that's speaking to me is on the phone or I know they're about to leave, I say, buckle up. That's secretly my way of saying I love you and I'd like for you to return. I know it's not a guarantee. My cousin wasn't wearing his seatbelt, and he lost his life that night. And I'll tell you, for the last 10 years and change, I have not been right. He was on his way to my house. We would play Monopoly all through the night until the sun began to rise. I wasn't sleeping nights at that time. It wasn't just insomnia. I just didn't feel comfortable in the tiny space that belonged to me by myself. And for the first time in my adult life, I was alone. So I always had a smiling, simple face in my home. My cousin, who referred to me affectionately simply as Cuddy, he never actually called me my name. On our last phone conversation, he said, "I'll see you in a minute, Gina." To myself, really? He didn't call me Cuddy. I didn't realize that that was actually an omen that it would be the last time he would speak to me. As a matter of fact, the last text message that I received simply said, "See you in 5. Okay, cool. COO. I started using that for quite some time. I took the L off cool as well because that was his last text from him to me. I carry him around with me every single day. I have one of his conditioning t-shirts from football that sometimes I sleep in. And I'm sad to say it doesn't smell like him anymore. But the memories, they're not going anywhere. He's never too far. He's always in my heart, constantly on my mind. I lost my stepfather on November 11th. And I had been seeing 11:11 on the clock in the a.m. and the p.m. every single day. I didn't know what it was for. And then I had to say, oh, my goodness, that's the day that Big Papa passed away. It was. I didn't even remember. It was all a blur. Then I looked at the program from his funeral, and yes, sir, sure as 11:11 is a special number to me because that man loved me and my brothers to infinity. He never responded when someone would ask, how were Barb's children? He'd say, our kids are fine. There was even a girlfriend of mine. Once she was taking me to hospital for testing, and I ended up being admitted, and she said, father, but it wasn't, it was my stepdad. And I said, oh, that's not my dad, that's my mother's husband. And she said, he's not your dad? Could have swore he was. And I said, no, ma'am, he just loved me like he was, but he wasn't. That was a hard one, too. Losing my grandmother was equally as hard and tragic for me. I only had one tattoo and it's Storm on my upper right arm. I was numbing the pain that I felt from missing her homegoing service. I didn't even feel it. The tattoo artist said he hadn't used a numbing agent and he couldn't believe that I didn't even flinch. I was actually so hurt I didn't feel it, and I haven't been that sad since. I've recovered from all of these losses, and then I had one more this year, not long ago, end of last month. I lost the other half of me. We were an amazing poetic duo. People would call us the Batman and Robin or the Dynamic Twins. I didn't know if we were representative of all things Black love, but I knew how the poetry sounded when I did it with him. He would write his piece and I would freestyle my accompaniment, and it always came out perfect. There was no rehearsals. It was just raw emotion. I loved that with every fiber of my being, and so did I also love that man who had the incredible cadence who was a king. Randy Sinclair Rogers passed away, and I can't say it was suddenly. It was one of those things that you knew would happen eventually. I mean, honestly, we're all going to have an expiration date. We're born, and we are also going to die. So memories that I hold and cherish are of good times. I remember his laugh, and I remember funny things that he would say when we'd be on mics. I remember the fact that he called me baby all the time, and people would think that maybe he had forgotten my name, but I knew that wasn't the case. Anyway, no, to him I was precious and needing to be swaddled and cared for and treasured. So I accepted the fact that he called me baby, even though I'm obviously a full-grown woman. The love that we shared was genuine, and the poetry was epic. So all of the love that I've had and all of the memories that are there will stay with me for always. Everyone, friends, classmates, neighbors, all of them. I love you, and I will not say goodbye. I simply say see you later. I'm Gina Storm. Memories are what fuel my life.
That all touches us here at Orny Dynasty because what Randy Rogers gave us, King's Cadence, part of the Cadence Storm Poetry Hour featuring Desire. Sleep well, King. We'll see you on the other side. The next song is dedicated to King's Cadence and to all the people out there that have a story. Tower Power, Young Man.
begging you, please, darling, think twice about me. 'Cause I'm not so bad. I could make you happy. I'm not a mad man. If you and I could be together,
tonight's outstanding soundtrack, The Tower of Power, Oakland, California. Thank you, young men. And thank you what you've done for all the music. And now, the final testament tonight from the wonderful spoken word artist that's known all across the internet world. Her name is Jenna Storm. The mic is yours.
Thank you. So, I gave you memories. I need to give you a preview because I'm looking towards the future, simply titling this Freestyle Future. I look forward to every single day. Even when my feet touch the floor and everything hurts, I'm still thankful. And deep inside, I muster up the nerve and the courage to still say, yay, I won't ground. I'm still here to see another day. So whatever it brings, I'll meet it. I'll hit the ground running and do what I must because I believe it. It's my duty, my obligation, and my destiny to be a household name. I want Jenna Storm to be synonymous with poetry. I want you to think about prose, rhyme, and verb. I want you to think about freestyles and the truth and love embodied and personified in me. I want this to be not just the future that I see, but for all people. See, I see that there's a lack in the world. I always say the same thing over and over to my grandson, his little friend slash cousin Troy, two princesses, Danielle and Juliana. Combined, they're the famous three. My brother's stepson is actually an addition, and we'll all be together tomorrow, and we can celebrate for the first time because the last day of school was today. Their future is very bright, and they're just looking in it with not enough foresight, just far enough in the distance that there will be no more school until fall. And I love that innocence. Don't want to ever lose it. I don't want to feel like I've been a victim. Every time I tell those kids that the world's a terrible place and people, what? They say, suck. And it's true. I don't see any humans in humanity, and people are not peopling very well. Not many adults are adulting in a way that can be grown. They're not being role models. They're just grown. I feel bad for the generation that's coming up. I see a lot of grandchildren, once again, being raised by their grandma. But see, we're not the grandmas or the nannies or the big mamas of olden times. No, that's our mothers. I'm sorry, but that duty's not mine. I'm different. I'm one of those younger grandmothers because I'm just 51. My mother's 68, and she's great-grandma. They actually defer to her. And if I do something they're not pleased with, especially the middle one, she'll go tell on me. It's crazy. But the future doesn't have to be dim. No, it doesn't. I don't see it in 2020 the way I do my past. But I do see light at the end of the tunnel when I know that this spark, this flare, this light that shines inside of us all, and we can't wait to get back to life. It exists. And the only way to see a change in the world is to make one when you don't see one right away. I feel like I need to do my best every single day. If I'm writing something, if I'm thinking something, if I'm sharing something on a mic dial, if it's style, any way that I deliver it, it has to be right. I have to be laser focused, and not just saying this because I have OCD. No, I'm telling you, I couldn't dial it back if you asked me to or tried to pay me. Mm-mm. This is a must. It's a necessity. I have to make sure that people see that there are options, and we can always make choices that make life worth living. The future is the children. If we don't invest in them, then we're doomed. But right now, when you're an adult, you can't just look out for you. You have to each one teach one, and the village is how we raise our children. We have to make sure that we are being good friends to our friends, and we're not leaving people out there dangling like whatever. We don't care. We have to be there, a shoulder, an ear, the mask off. I'll be blowing kisses to everybody. I promise you, each one. I want you to feel the love that you've been missing. I want you to be encouraging to other people, even when you feel like the people in your life don't have the love for you. And that's the only thing missing. We have to embrace our inner strength and our gift. I'm going to do mine with every fiber of my being. And I assure you this, my future is bright because I am in the driver's seat. I'm making sure that I achieve all of my goals. I'm checking them off respectively. And as I get to the end of my list, all I can tell you is the outcome will be bliss. I'll be grinning and smiling and laughing the whole way. Glad that I did what I could when I was here, because I have to say, we don't always give flowers to the living, and we should. One day I will have passed away, and I want my legacy to be that I love people, and I touch them with my poetry.
This tonight was an outstanding spotlight. Before I go to the callers, and thank you for being so patient, because that's what we do. We give homage and also respect to the spotlight and Gina Storm. Gina, how do you feel about being back home in the Orney Dynasty and this outstanding rendition tonight of yourself, an outstanding freestyle poetry right here at Orney?
Oh, it feels good. It's always good to come home. I was born and raised in the Midwest, and every time I would travel, the only place that I would miss would be home. So I know this feeling. Yeah, it's a good thing. So thank you for this opportunity and for the spotlight this evening. I feel like it's a blessing wrapped in a gift.
We're going to open these lines up tonight right here. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Them Boys. You know, right, Gina? Them Boys, Looking Glass Entertainment.
Them Boys.
Caller number one, you're on the line right now with I and the Spotlight. Gina Storm right here on the Honeybee Files, right here in Orange. Caller?
Hello?
Okay. There you go. Hey, caller, how are you?
All right, my bad. I didn't know mic went hot. It went live.
Oh, no, you good. You good, brother. How are you tonight? Welcome to the Honeybee Files, you know, featuring Gina Storm.
You know what, man? I've been enjoying your show. I like the stylisticness of it. I like the feel of it. This is a really nice venue you have here, bro.
Thank you. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
This is Jay from Arkansas.
Okay, man. I mean, hey, man. The great state of Arkansas. I have family down in Fayetteville, so it's always wonderful for
right.
You know, a person to call in. Yeah, man, it's wonderful. Thanks for calling in, man. Anything do you do poetry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I also came in to support the feature as well.
Okay. And Gina Storm, you know, this young man, Colonori from Arkansas, and Jay, if you have a piece, go ahead and submit it, my brother. The mic is yours.
Okay. Appreciate you, sir. Will be expressed on a parchment transcribed with a split-tailed swallow's float. It would draw the outline of a truly marvelous creation, the swallow. Airily unrivaled, they seem to weave through bolts of invisible cloth. Their contortions manipulate the wind, vortexes, and vortices that simply seem to wait and spin as the swallow cuts or bounces off of them. Whether wings swept like an imaginary arrow flying through an imaginary barrel, they are the envy, clumsy sparrow. They even eat, drink, and bathe on the wing. They gather in swarms of undulating bubbles of precision without a single collision. They look like flickering dust in the distance. Their majesticness in such smallness is a design that is exquisite. They have their very own linguistics written into their very existence. And in winds, river, swallows fly in peace.
Outstanding. Gina Storm, before I go there, how you feel about Jay from Arkansas tonight right here on ONE?
Jay from Arkansas is one of the best poets that I know to date.
Oh, wow.
That piece is indicative of his craft. The verbiage was bananas. I want to say that my favorite line was, they have their own just written into their very existence. What? That was bananas, and I loved it so very much. Thank you, Jay, for calling from Arkansas this evening.
No problem at all. You know, this is a great venue. This wasn't no raggedy busted trip. I like your setup here, bro.
Well, first of all, man, we've been doing this for a while, man. I'm glad you know for the first time hearing us. You know, we've been on the radio for 8 years, and you know, all in all, you know, Dean Elementary, God has blessed us, man, to accomplish a lot of things, man. And the greatest gift we have is you, Jay. Without our listeners, man, we're nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, we can come on your shows, but if people don't listen, who cares? And so for you to call in and support Gina Storm and, you know, to say what you said tonight, you know, we really appreciate you, man. You know, when we do spotlights here, and Jay, I want you to give Gina Storm, you know, information for me. When we do spotlights, it's all about the poet. You know, there is no cause. We're not doing that because we want the spirit to move and the music to evolve and envelop you to that type of outstanding performances. And with the prowess that comes on, you feel the spirit and all the people that's waiting to come on, They want to do a rhyme. They want to do some poetry and some spoken word that might, you know, help people and change people. And that's what Jenna Stone's been doing a long time. She calls into all the networks. You know, she gives herself, sometimes she's an amoeba. Sometimes I believe she splits into and then four into eight. This woman is amazing. She's an amoeba. But the fact of the matter is, when she gives so much of herself, that's why we respect her. And she's home in Orney because she's been here in Orney. So we want to thank you so much, sir, for calling in tonight and experiencing what we do on a constant basis. Without you, our listeners, we're nothing. And thank you so much.
Enjoyed the pieces, Gina. They were very eloquent. I also enjoyed the way you weave the music into there and made it an integral part of the whole interview. That's genius right there.
Thank you, brother. We love you, man. Thank you for doing
that. No, that is so. It was very organic. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate
y'all
you so much.
We have another call on the line right now. Caller, you're on the line right now. Mm-hmm. With your honeybee. On turntables 1 and 2 for you, especially you, but the spotlight's on Gina and that storm here. Gina, I had to throw that in there. Right here at ONA.
Hey, peace. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay, all right. Look, I want to be still for this call in two parts. The first thing I want to say, thank you so much to the goddess Gina Storm for all that you have given for the life of spoken word poetry and for being an alumni host here at Orney Dynasty. I still remember when I first heard your tone of voice, and I also reflect the many nights that you and your soulmate, may he continue to travel on. I'm telling you, when I say y'all was the perfect combination, sort of remind me of that old song between Stacey Lattisaw and Johnny Gill. So anyway, I'm going to be quick with it. So that's all I got to say right now. You know, I got the utmost love and divine respect for you. Also, I got a special guest that want to say something to you so he would be able to pay you justice and honor. You did something about traveling. So the first part is not to be combative, but to show my appreciation for how much I enjoyed when you spoke about traveling. And as a traveling man, this 90s-style rapper wanted to take time to serenade you in the first part, and he also wanted to end a second part in honor of one of the greatest to ever bless the mic. And I have to do this because I did it live and direct while both of y'all was here. Now, you're still here on this plane. He has been translated, graduated, and elevated. So with no further ado, the 90s-style rapper comes out of retirement. Straight from the South, homeland of the cross-burners, the magic man is speaking wisdom to the false learners. Now it's time to shine light on the unkind. Some disagree on how to wave or to run mine, but I'm outspoken, got to stay with the field. DJ Oleski, Honey B, turntable overlord, meaning try to game at the top, sink him overboard. Drop the load, hidden truth shall unfold to what extremes did it keep the untold. Went in tune to face brown and black tones, invaded villages and cracked many backbones. I mention all of that just to tell you this. My goal is to enter your mind and I won't miss. The second part is dedicated to the king of cadence. Man, your tone of voice. Remember, this is only a graduation or translation from Mission Planet Earth to where you're at now as being one with the universe. Yeah, bust it. Sound an alarm. I'm not a vet. I'm coming from norm, appear calm and explode like a time bomb. Giving my all to flaunt your weight, my talents. I have balance, I'm not silent, and believe in balance. I do what I must to protect me. Hate me if you may, but you will respect me. How many times must I draw the line and say that you got to find? Don't be mad, Los Bukahuni is all mine. Considered complete, unique, willing, and too strong. Capable to do right and able to do wrong. Tell me, can you see by the dawn of your own mind? I'm out to teach each my speak to my own kind and never again have to depend on a tradition. This is wrong to defend our rights to live life when life is for the living. Make a decision and analyze what I'm given. I'm not saying it's the right to kill, but if you attack me, you expect me to stand still. I tell you what, wait for it. For too long, our men, women, and children getting shot in the street, shot down, worse than they do their own dogs. They didn't do old yellow like that. Anyway, I about to stop there. I want to announce some good news. Miss Gina Storm, congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, disc jockey in Shawnee, Honeybee Olasky on your ONE syndication station, all-time connection record.
Oh, wow.
32nd all time. And what better, what better person to do this? Because you had to, when I say that this young man here has to get the producer, not just producer for the nomination in class of 2021. He actually brought one of the greatest of our times to ever incarnate and one of the best to ever do it in the likeness of the goddess, Jim. I love you.
Wow. You know, who anybody can see him starting this next year? Yes, you know, I'm nominated for the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame. June 7th, Gina, I will know. If I, you know, if they allow me to be that enshrined as a producer. This type of night, it moves me to no end, like my mom would say, Gina. They always teach about that. We talk on offline. My mother said, hey, oh, boy, you annoy me to no end. But tonight, just I enjoy
right.
to no end. To have Gina Storm back here with us, to hear her voice on ONE Dynasty and part of our Blog Talk Radio Network. You understand what this young lady has done for us and, you know, on the network. She holds the record, guys. Now, listen to this. You know, the only host to have by shows, 36 all-time connection records between a show that she co-hosted and a show that she hosted. I mean, that's amazing. We go to the next callers right now. Carla, you're on line right now with the Honeybee Files right here at ONE. And, of course, the wonderful spotlight that is Gina Storm. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
What's going on? How are you feeling? This is the man, the myth, the living legend, legendary from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, man. The man from Buffalo. It is wonderful for you to call in, sir. That's all I'm going to say.
That is
right. You know what I mean? I really appreciate you, what you do on a constant basis, you know, for internet radio and your outstanding pieces, your outstanding author. Man, you're all that, man. Go ahead and talk to Gina Storm.
I got to tell y'all, my first introduction to Gina Storm was via Poet, P-O-E-T Radio, and I was a co-host at Voices Behind the Pen at the time. And at the time, we had some callers, we unmuted them, and she introduced herself as Gina Storm, along with King's Kid and Snooky Be Sleeping and Resting Well. And
yes.
She happened to say that I'm a freestyle artist. Now, that caught me immediately because it was like, whoa, all right. So we got a little hint of what she could do, and it was a huge hint. It was like, yeah, we got to connect. And so fast forward to Gina Storm and I immediately connected, and she thinks of me as her own poetic son. And she has brought me on, recommended every mic, because after she saw what I could do, much like everybody else, she looked at me buck-eyed and was like, what is wrong with you? Like, who are you? And she and I participated in the first freestyle gauntlet on Sky Visions Radio, just putting down the art of freestyle. And I know for myself,
yes.
Freestyle, I hear this all the time and it annoys me. Freestyle is off the top of the head. You don't write a freestyle. And so Gina Storm and I, she got the idea to do a freestyle gauntlet to kind of show the upcoming generations what freestyle is and how it works and how it maneuvers and how two freestylists and a cipher balance off one another. And I'm proud to say that was my first experience. And ever since
yes.
then, she's just been a huge support. Both on and off the mic, she has purchased two of my books and is kind enough to not only bring me along to any mic or at least make me aware, even if I can't attend, she has supported my books and she has provided, you know, poetic wisdom. She's listened to written work and all of that. And as far as ONE goes, man, it's just a long, ONE is part of a long line of my resume as far as internet radio has gone, and I've just been blessed to be able to meet so many poets and bless so many people with the art. And so to be back on ONE to honor this great legend, this I had to come for, man. It's kind of like when, you know, you got that one family member that has a gathering, and it's like, I don't like a lot of these people, but for you, I got to show up. You know? You know?
I hear you, legendary. I hear you, loud and clear. Boy, don't touch your neck.
Let's keep it a thousand. Yes, we all got some relatives. It's like, all right, man. But then I'll see you when I see you. But then there's that one relative. It's like when Madea calls. All right, she said, I got to go. I'm coming. Yeah, but
right.
And you put on your smile. But it has been amazing to work with Dina Storm and to have a freestyle poet do so many amazing things. And she speaks from the heart. This is not her just trying to look at what I can do with words. This is real heartfelt stuff.
Yes.
That raw, that honesty, and you don't get a lot of that. You see a lot of artists just trying to be like, look, I'm nice with words, and that's cool. But the number one goal, there's more to being dope with words. Why do you think dope makes people sick? After they get too much of it, there's some wordplay for you. You can't always be dope, because dope eventually makes people sick. Why do you think they had to get it off the streets? You have to be relatable. I don't care how good you are with the words. It's cool, but you got to be relatable. And she comes from the heart. This isn't, oh, let me just rhyme some words and think of some stuff and what sounds good. This hits. This hurts. You feel it. And so it's just an honor to salute such a veteran, who knows what counts in poetry, which is not the rhythm or the meter or none of that. It's the feeling. It's the realness.
Yes.
It's the rawness. Things that you really can't write about unless you've been through it. And so, yeah, here we are.
Well, first of all, brother, okay, over in the western part of New York State.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful freestyle for us tonight very quickly. You know what I mean? For bringing on other callers. And if it's not quick, you know, let the spirit, you know, lead you. We would love to hear your freestyle tonight, man. The mic is yours if you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, I got a freestyle. You know, it's come to my attention that spoken word is just talking. But you call yourself a believer in the faith, but yet you don't have faith in what the speech of faith is, and I have faith in the spoken word. So let me school you. Let me remind you, because how can a man know lest he be taught? But how can a man learn lest he be reminded? Let me remind you that it was simple talking that brought you to life. Let man breathe the air. Let man have a helpmate. Let man give dominion. Let there be light. And unfortunately, since you think that is simple talking, there is no light that can shed on you that will brighten up your darkened heart. And so you try to snatch my torch away from me. I have heard freestyle is not a genre. So if it's not a genre, then why am I able to quickly tell so many stories like a machine Gatling gun? And I'm not here to make you raise your hands. I'm not here to make you praise me. I'm not here to make you catch the Holy Ghost or turn you into the ghost. There's no need to call the Ghostbusters. What I am here to do is to tell you that you are wrong when you say it's simply talking. Those who view spoken word as simply talking have nothing to talk about. They're just talking roundabouts. Make sure you snap your fingers and you clap your hands in the same rhythm that you put your money in your rubber bands as you go to bounce the hydraulics to your Cadillac as you talk about the old Cadillac cars and what you would do and what you should do and what you could do while you're looking fly. Meanwhile, I'm like Lenny Kravitz. I'm wishing I could fly away, but unfortunately, I have to stay here another day and listen to these people and validate my story, because their value lies in the things that they have and their narcissistic ways and trying to cut their paths. And I didn't want to rhyme, but I don't want to be a rapper, but I'm not the sweet piece of candy. I'm what comes after. The aftertaste on the tip of your tongue that tells you you have no tales to tell. Sit on your tail while you're telling me that the tale I tell is too tall for you to summarize, and so you try to tenderize my heart, but it's a little too tender, because heart can't fall off the bone because it's connected to veins which carry blood to the heart. But I give my heart away, hence the fact that I wear it on my sleeve, and in the morning wake up, I call it the after eve, because Adam failed me, and he looked at me as less of a man because he can't understand the cadences that I give to him, and so he tries to understand by being underhanded. But I handed him the speech in the first place because God told him, I give him the breath of life. But it's simply just talking. God said, let there be light. In the beginning was the word, and the word is what brought you to life. But since you think it is simply talking, then why construct sentences at all? Why even bother being a convict since you don't want to serve the sentences? You want to just talk gibberish. Go to the Charlie Brown, and it's okay if you're dismissed. It's okay if you belong with the misfits. Sit next to a little bald blockhead who tells Snoopy stories of many omissions, but the omission that I give is not for submission. It's not the omission of sin, because I am not perfect. I'm just telling you, don't tell me that it's not a genre because I have a story to tell. Don't tell me that it's simply talking when I put in 8 years as well and you have yet to take your head out of the sand. Like the ostrich that you are, you claim because you run faster than me, you can go real far. You are the living proof that age is not wisdom. And unfortunately, I have to call this person family. Unfortunately, I have to call this person a writer. People saying freestyle is not a genre. People who say spoken word is simply talking. I am not simply talking. I am not preaching. I am telling you the life that I live. And if you looked in my eyes, you'd see what I see. But since they're a little bit lazy, maybe you're ashamed to look at me because you are ashamed of your future. You are ashamed to see the flaws of yourself. The minor is obvious if the grass is green. And now I can put this book back on the shelf. Choose another if you like and add it to your reading list. You wish you could bust down a freestyle telling a very fragrant story like this. And that's that piece.
Jess, you hear what this man just said?
You went bananas. All I can say to Legendary is this. Like, even when he calls my phone, and I answer, we both have to laugh because sometimes I have morning before coffee voice. he said it's akin to, I'm thinking Marge's sisters on The Simpsons, maybe Weezy Jefferson. It's really bad.
Oh, wow.
So
I drink coffee
and then I get my actual voice back. And that's love. Only people who love you tell you the truth about yourself. People who are kissing your butt, that's not love. Love is the truth. Love doesn't need a bump.
I got to say this. To Legendary. Legendary is a person, man, that I felt that, you know, stood up to a lot of things that went on. We're not going back and forth with that. Legendary knows what I'm talking about. Right, brother? And he gave one of the greatest speeches in all United history. Period, bar none. And I love this man. And, you know, for me doing, you know, the only poetry show at Only Dynasty and spotlighting, you know, different people of their outstanding prowess of spoken word, hey, man, you never know, man. You know, I got a lot of people, man, coming on this, you know, this year, man. We only do it once a month. But Legendary, we'll be calling you. Have a good night. Love you. Do about it, man. We're bringing on our next caller right now, right? Listen, Gina, you acting up. We're bringing on the next caller right here on Only Dynasty. First of all, what a wonderful spotlight, you know, with Gina and I just being free, just to talk. Like we're in the living room, right, Gina? That's Only Dynasty. That's what we do. You know what I mean? It's always that. Back in the old days, right, Gina, we used to talk. I told you about how we were, you know, in 2013,
yeah.
And one of our greatest mission statements were, we give you a living room feeling, and that's what tonight
mm-hmm.
is. Caller, you're on the line with the honeybee and the wonderful alum of Only Dynasty, Miss Judith Storm. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings.
Hey, Gina, you know who that is.
Sister Betsy, I love you. Thank you for coming.
Hi, sister. I love you. Congratulations. And I want to say this short thing before I do my poem.
Oh.
I'm so glad you're back. You're a serious snack that many of us lack. My love for you is stacked. That's for you. My poem is called My Sister I love you, sister. My poem is called My Sister, My Sister, My Brother.
Wow.
My Brother.
All right, now, wait a minute. Before you do that now, I got to go there. This is spirit of Darlene Lawrence right now, Sister Bessie. That's what we doing. Because, man, you know, come on now. You know, you heard what you just said, right? All right, Bessie.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Yeah. My sister, my brother, can I holler at you? Do you know you are the rightful owners of this world, but the evil has made our people to vomit and hurl? Are you willing to give your soul to a wicked plan? You are the real DNA. This I can say. Everything comes from you. Can you protect your community from the black hearse? While the serpent comes closer with a forced rush? Your ancestors are in the wind and the rain and your heart that has been slain. Pass the knowledge torch to create power for your worth. A change got to come for you to overcome. The light of heaven is above you while the prince of darkness is about to screw you. Off the veil and see the games of hell where you dwell. If you don't right the wrongs, many will be destined for the tombstone. The war is on you. Don't be fooled. You are the strength to make this war dent. Know that the tear says your life is worth a penny while you are cringing and not lifting. Separation is the game. Can't you see I'm driving in your lane? You must not have self-disdain. Mighty was your ancestors, who were kings and queens and warriors that fought back the colonizers. Stop worshiping that fake dollar. When they go lifeless, you will be screaming like a banshee in distress. I see it coming. Warning, warning. It will be a serious test. Make the mind real and let go of that swine. For we are about to make a claim to be the rightful heirs. We may lose our lives, but your sacrifice will be rewarded to get many out of this trap who are still in a nap. Sister, sister. Stop being mean to each other, because you are somebody's mother. Brother, brother, know that the sister is beside you, not beneath you or behind you. We are with you. This is the wisdom that will hold us. We must know the power of one. It's now time to beat that glorious drum. It's time to stand, not to run. My sister, my sister, my sister, my brother, can I holler at you?
I know that Darlene Lawrence is jumping up for joy while she's traveling tonight. You know, Gina Storm, Darlene was a person, first of all, the first ever Hall of Famer to, you know, of only died in history. And every show, Gina, she said, right, Sister Bessie, my brother, my sister, or, you know, vice versa. And you felt what she, you know, meant by that. Gina Storm, our wonderful spotlight tonight, your dissertation on what Sister Bessie the Truth is, who also right now is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Your thoughts on that and her poem tonight, Ms. Gina Storm.
Well, one, I'm praying that she wins because I know that it won't be just because of my prayer that she does. It's on the strength of her talent, on her teaching, on her wisdom, on her grace, and on her ability to tell the truth as it is. Her peace, I call that level of poetry blackity black. And the reason I do that is not because I'm ashamed of being black. No, I love being black. It's just that not all poets can do all poetry. Sister Betsy don't care nothing about what other people think. She going to tell the truth. And that level of transparency is so foreign that a lot of times it comes off harsh to people who don't want to hear the truth. But with Sister Betsy, you don't have a chance to even, you listen and you be quiet. You learn and you absorb. You love and you salute. But what you don't do is interject. It's a necessity. It's like air we breathe. If I could do it like that, I would. I don't try to have sidestep a little bit, part of my ass in it. Something. I got to go all in. You know what I'm saying? You go all in. When you tell us who we are and what we need to do. When you tell us who we were and who we are and who we're going to be. And that's a necessity. So I love you. Sister Betsy, you already know. It's not like you don't. You know. I love
you. Yes, sister.
And the fact that I'm here tonight, able to be spotlighted on this show, at this network, at home, in the living room, on the couch with you, girl. Yes.
I love
you. I'm just
going to
say it for the one time. I'm black and I'm proud.
Sister Betsy, how do you feel about Gina Storm tonight? Let me take our next caller, too, who's been waiting so patiently. You've seen
so
a lot of champions, Betsy. You've seen a lot of champions here. You've heard a lot of shows. You heard a lot of shows since 2018.
Yeah.
You know, you came on, in May, and then, wonderful, King's Cadence and Desire and the young lady you're talking to came on in October of 18, right, Gina? So you heard a lot of shows. Your opinion on one of the greatest hosts in Only Dynasty history, a person that was part of 36 all-time connection records, and she garnered 16 in a row as a rookie. Talk about Gina Storm tonight before we take our next call.
There's nobody like you, Gina. And the way you speak your words and how you touch people's heart, there's no one like you. I love you. I love you from the beginning when I first heard your voice. You have a gentleness about you that is lacking in this world. And I want to thank you for coming back and joining the family, because we miss you. We miss you.
I didn't go anywhere. I had to get myself together. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Sometimes we have to get ourselves together. I had to get myself together. I knew what I was doing, and I knew how I had to do it. I just knew if I just took the time that I needed to get myself together, I would be able to. And the hardest part of leaving something that you love with every fiber of your being, for me, hosting gives me life. I'm sure it does the same for you, because, like I said, I came on after you at the network, but I was a fan and was a caller on your show prior to becoming family. So my relationship with you is different than it is with a lot of people. We're good. And I love you for that. And thank you for coming tonight, because for real, I didn't expect this many people to have something to add. I was just expecting people to say they were listening and, hello.
No, it's too much love out there for you. It's too much love.
And I'm
your family.
Really, I am. I love you.
Love you.
Well, listen, Sister Betsy, man, I appreciate you. And, Gina Storm, I have the possibility of going to the Hall of Fame with my twin. Jerry Petito was my twin in 2019, right? Had the opportunity, right, Sister Betsy, for both me and you and I, to go into the Hall of Fame together in 2021. And I'm praying that God allows that. I really want that to happen. On our most hallowed night, our Only Honors, which will be, Gina Storm, you already know, it'll be our fourth Only Honors. Look how time is going. Look how time is flying. And and then giving up, the AWA, the Anna Waddell Award for Host of the Year. Now, we have a caller right now on the line right now that doesn't know you and your legend. But this guy is the gifted one. He's one of our new interns here, Miss Unistorm, and his name is Jared the Gifted One Thomas. Jared, how you feeling tonight, sir?
I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling real good. How's it going, Brother O?
Hey, man, we love you, man. And now talk to Gina Storm.
Hey, Gina. I enjoyed the show tonight. R.I.P. to King Cadence. I was the Honeybee Files Spotlight guest last month, so it's really good to hear you tonight, to be the Spotlight host for tonight. I enjoyed your work. I do not have anything prepared, but I really just wanted to call in and just send you my love. Send you my love.
Oh,
thank you, Sammy. I appreciate
that. That's wonderful.
Actually, we had a conversation a couple of days ago in regards to your Spotlight, and he was telling me how, you know, the inner workings of being the Spotlight. So I was really prepared for tonight, but one of the funny things is when people always laugh when I say this, I don't have to get ready because I stay ready.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what do you mean?
All right, man.
Right. I like what? I don't know what I'm going to spit. I'm going to let you know when it comes to me. Let's go. So,
you know what's crazy about that, Jared? Now, this young lady, hold on. Now, see, Gina, you talking tonight. I know your story. Watch your mouth. Now, let me tell you something to this woman right here, okay? You talking about stay ready? The only rookie host in Only Dynasty history, Mr. Jared Thomas, to go 16 in a row from start rookie to finish rookie. 16 all-time connections consecutively. It will take the next rookie all that linear year and 4 months to catch her. Just to tire. How about that one, Jared Thomas? Yeah, staying ready, huh? I hate you, Jen, because I know what you've done. You telling me? I got the archive. I know what she's done.
Who cutting them now?
That's me. Yeah, Honeybee. But, you know, Jared, thank you for what you've done. You know, I talked to Gina Stone. She was very impressed. You know, we had some great people spotlighted. You look, talk about our first spotlight was the great Jerry Petito. You know, fun-loving, right? You know, right, Gina? Just a fun-loving person. And then we had, you know, one of the greatest poets of all time in that radio history, Sylvia L. Blaylock. And then we had Danielle Chaney, La Perla Nigma, and then you, and then now Gina Storm. And whoever's going to be next, you already know. Sister Bessie Truffer is next month. Oh, my goodness. I know you. I know Gina's going to be on that show next month. I know she's going to be there front and center for Sister Bessie. In June.
I'm a child.
You know, we would, listen. So, Jared, thank you for calling in, and I love you. Nothing you can do about it.
Thank you so much.
Love
you.
Have a great night.
Thanks so much.
And now we have the commissioner of the Great Dynasty, the Bi Networks of Damon Network, Beverly Nation, and Damon Speaks, you know, as a video arm. This young lady has done a lot for me. Are you ready for this, Gina Storm? She is my campaign manager for the Hall of Fame. The outstanding and honorable Angela Thomas Smith. Honorable one, how are you tonight? And welcome to the Honeybee Files featuring Gina Storm tonight as our spotlight.
Hello. How you guys doing tonight? Wow.
We good.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear. And just glad, so happy to be here.
I'm enjoying the show tonight. like, in so many ways. Like, I'm touched by your poetry. I'm touched by your strength. I'm touched by your transparency. I came on when you were leaving, I think. I think I missed your last
show. One month. Yeah, 1 month. You came in April. She left in May. That's correct. Or missed left in June. Go ahead.
I missed her last show. And I think I commented on your post, and you told me that I will get a chance to hear you again. Do you remember that?
I didn't know how. I just knew it was possible. And look, here we are.
Amen. I know your journey. I understand your journey. My mother passed from complication of lupus. I have an auntie that suffers from lupus right now. My niece diagnosed 4 years ago with lupus, so I understand your journey.
Yeah, it ran through my family too. Yes, ma'am. It's one of those things.
Okay. So I thank you for your transparency. I thank you for what you do and your strength. Welcome home. Welcome home. That's all I can.
I love the love. Absolutely. Miss Angela, you just don't know, because I don't have to be at the network to be listening to the show. Everybody who knows me, they're in the poetry community, they were calling me the poetry Uber. I wouldn't just come to mics. I would bring people with me. I call people on the three-way. I mean, that's caravan. I was trying to socially distance, but poets needed mics, so I was getting it done. I was burning the candle at both ends and didn't even realize that I was burning myself out until I took the break. And when I came back from it, I feel like I'm a stronger, better, faster version of me in a way that nobody can even imagine that would be possible. But you have to know me to know how it's possible. I dig deep, and I appreciate you. And your words mean everything to me, because that level of transparency for me is akin to honesty. You know, this is who I am. It's my truth. This is my life. This is my struggles. These are my loves. This is what I do. You know, it's my purpose. I'm not doing this accidentally.
You know what's crazy, Gina? That this young lady missed your last show with us when she came on as a intern. Now, look what All In All does. She was an intern, and now she's the commissioner of the league. And Angela, let's talk about what I know. You're talking to the only rookie that had the audacity to break Sonya Griffin's all-time connection record, and not only do it, but trounce it double plus two. You know, and a person that has the ability to just resound greatness, resound mentorship, resound the ability to help people and change people. Commissioner Angela Thomas-Smith, this is Gina Storm.
All I can say is I don't spit words, I don't rhyme. All I know is you are an example of the word power. And that's P, you know your position and taking your position. You're an overcomer. You are willing to be that vessel to be used to empower others through your resilience. I thank you for who you are and for what you do. Continue to be used.
Wow.
Thank you so
That's
much,
our commissioner.
Angela. She's a beautiful person and spirit, and that speaks a lot to who she is, because when people don't know each other, their compliments are organic and their praise is genuine. Because they don't have anything to base it off. She doesn't have any pros and cons. All she has is, I missed your last show and I'm the commissioner now and here you are. And the conversation that, like she said, I had with her included, it was going to be possible. You can speak things into existence, but you don't have to be able to rhyme. What you have to do is be you all the time.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all you got to
do. Well, Gina Storm, only Dynasty's fantastic, huh? First of
all,
you know, how do you feel about your spotlight before I go into my time? And I wiggle my, you know, my left from that. It's so nice we had this time, you know. But how do you feel about tonight and the ambiance? Your spotlight right here, Only Dynasty.
I've never had a feature where I did six freestyles ever in the history. I'm like, even like I was, okay, maybe once or twice on stage where I was not just one of the featured spoken word artists, but I was also the MC. So sometimes for the sake of the next act, they needed a couple minutes, so I would burn the time with the freestyle. So that was organic, but that wasn't a necessity. But it was scheduled for me to do four pieces a night, maximum. There was never a night when I didn't do four. But I remember it a couple times, like I said, it ran over a few. But this has just been phenomenal. Like, this is a level of love. I don't know about everybody else, but every time I go on this show, when it's time for me to go, I say one love, one might. Other poets in kind will say one love, one might. I've always felt, however, what they meant was one love, my mic. Because that love wasn't being shown on my mic. Yet my callers were fantastic and awesome and from all over, and they weren't even the people who have shows that I go to weekly. And I'm thinking, this is a thing. And sometimes you just don't understand the math on a situation, but you do understand the vibe. And so this has been for me. I don't know how anybody else does what they do, but I've been featured on other networks and other shows, and I didn't feel like I was a spotlight. Even though my bio was read and I spit a few pieces, it wasn't that energy and this. They're not the same. Not even close.
When you are a ONE host alum, or you go back 13, honey, how about that? 13, baby. Not just you and 18, Miss Gina Storm, but 17, 16, 15, 14, and then, of course, 13. You go upon, you know, the threshold of greatness. And this network will always stand the test of time. Right? And people set the bar here. Look at Antonia Bass, who's still here after 8.5 years. Huh? You know who Antonia Bass is. And so people like that, all the way down to the newest of our interns, Miss, you know, Arsette Atunaret, who had her first championship in her first try. People like, you heard Jerick, the gifted one Thomas, who was an outstanding host with outstanding potential. People like YJ Mental Host at L, an ambassador of mechanics and agriculture. It's a wonderful time in all the United States because of people like you, 16 and up, 36 all-time connection records you were a part of. Gracious. During the time of the Cadence Storm Poetry Hour featuring Desire, you the one that stood back and had all the talent.
So, not
you know,
look.
It's the truth now. It's the truth anyhow. And you already know. Stop playing with me.
I love poetry. I'm a poet. I love poetry. That's the difference between me and whomever else. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak to what other people do or what they did. What I do know about me is I'm a poet and I love poetry.
The greatest thing, like I said, is that in that show, you're the one that stood back in the background. I'm going to say it again so you can hear it and all the rest of the people can hear, and I said what I said. You're the one that stood in the background and had the most power. So it's like, what is Gina going to say? And you came on and said, damn, what is she up front? And we said, you know what? There's a show called Perfect Storm, right? And she was up front. How about that?
True.
Thank you for garnering me my 32nd all-time connection record here at ONE Dynasty tomorrow night on these ONE stations. We got the coach. And Gina, the coach, is Gibson and Huddle Sports Nation. Last Saturday night, his own connection record. Thank you to all the folks that call in. Like I told, without you guys, we're nothing. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Yes, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is on the LA Ngozi Enterprises, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladele Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Honeybee Files, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network. Established 2016, and any comments, suggestions, or a wonderful program tonight, Oladele, that goes for mygmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malaywa Ngozi, happen to be BKA, your honeybee, Olas, you on turntables one and two, you, especially you saying goodnight, and good luck. To all the folks out there on Force Radio, that support us on a constant basis, Next month, in June, we have Sister Becky DeJuta, spotlighted right here on Honeybee Files. I'm going to give it to the next 2 minutes to the outstanding alum, a champion. Her name is Gina Storm. And I would do it like we used to do it at Perfect Storm. Hey, Gina, you got 2 minutes left to go.
I'm going to make it do what it do. All right. So I'm going to do a final just off the dome, say goodnight, thank everybody. The feeling was right. I enjoyed the vibe. It was the people who are my tribe. They called in. They listened online. Some of them got in the Uber with me and took a ride. There were others who had to work or had some previous obligation. They said, I wrote down the number in case I got time. And I said, it's okay to stop the count. They said, look at you, yay. You're the best friend ever. I said, yeah, I tell people this all the time. If you don't have a Jenny, you better get you one. I know all of my friends would say, she don't need no new friends. She got us, hon. But I can't be like that, see. I have to be open and receptive to the love and the light that comes from the universe and all the people who are living right and want to do the right thing all the time, not just because it's right, but because it feels good. Like me, being a spotlight tonight over me. I have a warmth inside of my heart and my tummy. I feel like I'm glowing from within. I could turn off the lights and you could still see me. I feel luminescent. Like this is the best time of my life and I came tonight to shine. I'm thankful to DJ Honeybee for laying down the music that was woven in and out of my freestyles effortlessly. Though we had rehearsed, but we did not. It was organic, you see. So the beauty of this evening was not just me sharing poetry. It was hearing from people who love me. Because every day we always need love. Good night. One love, one mic.